Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, how daffodils could slow down climate change. First, though, Instagram boss Adam Mosseri has said Threads, their new Twitter rival, won't focus on politics and hard news. In a comment on the platform, he said despite any incremental engagement or revenue the topics provide, they aren't worth the scrutiny, negativity, or integrity risks. He said there are plenty of amazing communities in things like sports, fashion, and music to make a vibrant platform. Threads has reached over 100 million users in a matter of days. And in a post, Adam revealed changes are coming, including search, hashtags, a following feed, and maybe messaging too. It looks like a daffodil extract could help cut methane emissions from cows. Using an artificial cow stomach, scientists have found that adding the extract to their food reduced methane by 96%. Researchers at Scotland's Rural College hope that it could cut methane emissions by at least 30% when used in real cows. Various studies estimate that globally, livestock produce between 11 and 19% of the world's greenhouse gases. A security firm based in France is warning open-source machine learning models could be manipulated to share misinformation on a global scale. Mithril Security has revealed how it edited a large language model through the website Hugging Face so that it spread fake news. Hugging Face is a site that allows users to share machine learning models and datasets to train and develop their own applications and is used by the likes of Google. But Mithril Security said at the moment, there's no way to know where models come from or what datasets and algorithms were used to make them. They're now working on a technical solution to trace models back to their training algorithms and datasets. Money-saving expert Martin Lewis has shared a warning on Twitter about a frightening deepfake video of him encouraging people to invest in a fake project. The video posted on Facebook used AI to copy his voice and face and made it look like Martin was giving advice on a TV show about an Elon Musk project. He said it's the first deepfake video scam he's seen with him in it, and called on the government and regulators to step up to stop big tech publishing such dangerous fakes. Martin also warns that people will lose money and it'll ruin lives if deepfake scams like the video aren't stopped. Researchers at the University of Bath have found a way to make production of over-the-counter painkillers considerably more green. The team say drugs like paracetamol and ibuprofen are currently manufactured using chemical precursors derived from crude oil. They said instead of crude oil, though, the biorenewable beta-pinene, which is generated as waste by the paper industry, can be used instead. But they also said that the process of using the plant-derived compound is currently more expensive than using the crude oil derivative. Coming up, Google's AI chatbot being trialled in hospitals and Apple's special in-store plans for the Vision Pro headset. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. It's reported Google is already testing its own medical AI chatbot in some hospitals in the US. It's called MedPalm 2 and has been designed to answer questions about medical information with detailed responses similar to those you might get from your doctor. According to the Wall Street Journal, it's been in testing at the Mayo Clinic Research Hospital, among others, since April. The Wall Street Journal also reports that an internal email it saw said Google believes this latest model could be particularly helpful in countries that have more limited access to doctors. It's day one of negotiations in Jamaica to discuss an application for deep sea mining in the Pacific Ocean. In 2021, the tiny Pacific island of Nauru made a formal request to the International Seabed Authority for a deep sea mining license, triggering a 2-year period to consider it. However, countries have failed to reach an agreement in that time, so 3 weeks of negotiations are underway to finalise the rules on environmental monitoring and sharing of royalties. It's thought there's a huge resource of rare and valuable minerals under our oceans, but close to 200 countries, including Switzerland, Spain and Germany, are calling for a pause on the practice over environmental concerns. And finally, it looks like Apple is preparing a slow appointment-only rollout of its Vision Pro headset. It's reported the tech giant will designate special areas in stores across the US so people can try out the device and learn how to use it. The mixed reality headset will be sold at its stores across the states, but Apple's allegedly planning to put the special sections in stores in major areas like New York and Los Angeles first. It's being rolled out early next year and will come to more countries at the end of 2024. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock for the Leader podcast, which today is asking, what are the chances of peace in Ukraine? We'll be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.